called Nothing Safe. Nothing Safe, right? Nothing Safe.
No, and that made sense, didn't it? Yeah. Nothing Safe.
Yep.
They found him 2 weeks. A
couple of years later, dead. Yeah.
No, 2 weeks was after it? He was in a hotel room.
It's a band that had a hit early in the year with the cover of Blue Monday by New Order. This is Orgy with the song Stitches.
I remember the song, yes.
Yeah. Orgy was originally like a industrial metal band.
Oh, never mind. I just remember the orgies I went to. It wasn't the song.
Next song at 17. I wish we had a clip of this available, but I don't. It's a song by a band called Oleander, and it's called yes. Why I'm Here.
Oh,
and I used
God.
To love that song.
You want to... Not even kidding. I have it queued up. I was going to play this next.
Get
I'm
out.
Not even kidding. Why I'm Here. I seen Oleander
yeah.
at Woodstock in 99. I'm not even kidding. Okay, play it. I'm going to play it
well,
still.
I don't have a clip of it, which unfortunately I didn't have one, but you're going to play the whole song.
Why don't you have a clip for it?
It's not available on the big board of clips. At number 16.
Wait, are you going to let me play it? Or?
No, I thought we were going to play it after the full song. Do you want to play it?
Great song.
Good tune.
Great song. All right, I'll play it after.
And number 16. I think that's one of the top bands of the latter part of the 90s. Korn with Freak on a Leash from 95, 96
oh, yeah.
on.
Korn, one of my favorite groups of all time. Mm-hmm. That's why I have a Korn tramp stamp on my back.
At number 15, not one of my favorite bands. I think I said this earlier. A band called Tonic. You Wanted More. It's too sappy for me.
It's
like they have wine.
Yeah, he's a whiner. I like Tonic. That one song, what is it?
Vodka Inn.
What is it?
Vodka Inn. Vodka and Tonic? I don't like Tonic unless it has vodka in it. Can't you see the way I love her? Is that
yes.
the one? Yeah.
If I can see the way she loves me. Okay, never mind.
It's 1 o'clock. My God, who came in the room and said that? Okay, so number 14... And number 13, I don't have any clips available for, so I'll just go into them. Number 14, a band from Australia, Silverchair.
Silverchair, great yeah. song. Fat Boy?
Not that it? One. This is called, remember Anna's song? Open Fire,
Anna's
song.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that one.
13 is a band that I liked.
No, I was calling you Fat Boy. I wasn't naming the song.
When you gonna be Fat Boy? Tomorrow. Right. I think so.
It was tomorrow. Good call. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. So number 13, Goo Goo Dolls, who will be...
No.
If you're around Las Vegas the first week of November, they will be playing the Intel Security Focus event, which I will be at.
Really?
Yep.
One of the worst bands I ever heard live.
Yeah, I did a show. I did a show with them.
Honest
in,
to God,
in
the Goo Goo Dolls.
87, I think it was. And they were nice guys, though.
I'm not saying they weren't nice guys. I'm just saying they stunk and stunk live.
What? Did they not shower?
I mean, they can go in the studio and, you know, produce anything. So, like all the C-Rap bands, they can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they were awful live when I seen them.
Yeah, yeah. I remember how sloppy they were when I played with them. And but I never, you know. But I'll be seeing them in Vegas if I decide to go. But that's all the story. Number 12. I've got to call it. This might be one of my favorite songs of the late 90s. It was a fun little song. One hit wonder. Brother and sister duo, Len. Steal My Sunshine.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't steal my sunshine.
Yeah. Who remembers this?
Yeah, one hit wonder.
Yeah. And maybe the first hit by this artist.
Oh, great song.
Kid Rock. Man, he was fierce back then. That was like...
I love Kid Rock.
That was playing with ukuleles.
Love Kid Rock.
I'm gonna let this play. But number 10, unfortunately, I don't have a clip because I do love this song and this band. The Offspring, The Kids Aren't All Right.
I love The Offspring. You don't have, really? The Kids Aren't All Right?
There's no clip available if you want to go.
See, I'm gonna play it. Man, I love The Offspring. They're rocket scientists.
Yeah, Dexter, the
no,
singer.
No, they all went to MIT. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, Dexter, the singer, is like, he had to write his thesis to get his...
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, he's something like a nuclear, thermobionic, Ziggy Baguba.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. He has some sort of, like, an advanced degree. I think he's like... he just like writing his thesis away from getting his doctorate.
I'm serious. They're geniuses, all of them.
Yeah.
They all went to MIT.
We're not making it up.
No, we're not.
Nope.
Why would we make this up?
And it's no, and it's not to throw shade at the band Guster, who went to Tufts. Number 9, from the big hit movie, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Lenny Kravitz's cover of American Woman. You may remember this because of the lovely Heather Graham in the video with Leonard. And of course, if you're old school like us, you remember his mom as yep. Mrs. Willis on the Jeffersons.
That's right. On the Jeffersons. That's right.
Some of you folks may not know this, but this guy, Mark McGrath, was in a band before he was on stupid shows like TMZ and Hollywood Tonight.
Before he was Sugar Ray?
Yeah. So, Sugar Ray with Someday, and this was kind of, to me, when it was over for them. I think this was it. You know, not as good as the last couple of songs. Battle Flag. Who remembers Battle Flag?
Nobody.
Great song. Don't you remember this?
Whoa! Whoa! Are you kidding me?
I had no idea that was going to be in the clip. I thought it'd be the radio edit.
Oh boy!
Boy, I guess I'm being sued. I'll be I'll be paying the fine. There goes my bonus. Number 6.
There goes his bonus.
A band that will be playing next week at Fenway Park for two big sold out shows.
That's right.
And we'll be doing. Do you want to say it? And
lay it on us.
You're the guy. No, you're the man.
Well, we will be doing next week a all Pearl Jam show. What are we calling it? The
PJ Friday.
PJ Friday. PJ Friday. We will all be in our pajamas, but she sleeps. Both of them sleep naked. So I'm the only one that wears the zip up, you know,
feety pajamas.
Feety pajamas. So it's going to be PJ Friday next week. All Pearl Jam, all day, and it's going to be probably a great, great. It's going to be a great, great show.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people traveling from across the country and over the world to these Fenway Park shows.
We will be ragging on them.
Yes, we will be. So people who are part of the Pearl Jam 10 fan club, I'm going to be posting it on the site, and they'll all be complaining
right.
that we didn't play X number of X songs.
So Pearl Jam will be at Fenway next weekend, I should mm-hmm. say, and we will be doing an all Pearl Jam show. So stay tuned for that.
To get
please.
Your kids all psyched up for it.
If you're going.
Number 5, The Nookie. We all remember the Nookie.
Not the Nookie, the little Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizquick.
Limp Bizkit, now they're on Viagra. Another one of my favorite songs from that year 1999. Lit.
Lit, yeah.
My Own Worst Enemy. Great melody line here. That's a great line right there. And at number 3, following our good friends at Lit with one of my favorite songs, is probably my least favorite song from 1999. All Star by Smash Mouth.
Oh, I couldn't stand Smash Mouth.
As I said earlier.
When they played at the All Star game at Fenway, oh man, I was like, are you kidding me?
This was from Shrek.
Such a lame song.
And they get really mad and go, oh, that's a Shrek song.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. It was before Shrek.
It just got played on a movie later. Shrek is not how we got to remember that. Because we're serious artists.
I always say it's the Shrek song.
It is. It's
my
the Shrek
kids
song.
Say it's the Shrek song.
Good. If you see that fat pig of a singer, go up and say, hey, is that the Shrek song? You're lucky people remember who you are that you're not washing my car, you piglet.
Wow.
I need my car washed. Anyways.
Blink 82. What's my age again?
I don't know.
They had a nice little run there, Blink 182, until the guitar player went a little. Now he's chasing UFOs.
I just call this Kitty Rock.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that.
It's Kitty Rock.
I used to call it like Hot Topic Punk. It's like kids would go to Hot Topic, buy a shirt, and just be paying in the background.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And lastly, at number one, I'm going to let our fabulous DJ, Pauly B,
yes, sir,
play this to its fullest.
All
number
right.
one of our favorite bands. Take it away.
Absolutely. And it is the Red Hot Chili Peppers at number one, which does not... That's right. All right, kids, we'll be right back. Well, how you doing, boys and girls? I'm sorry.
That was
welcome back, 3:14 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. And intimidation is the best form of flattery, is what I was trying to say to Chris before we came back on the air. Anyways, so Tina Marie, you have some silly news for us?
Yes, I do. So, this happened in Murfreesboro.
Ooh, what? Home of Red Sox pitcher David Price.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right?
Yep.
Isn't that a porn star? Murfreesboro?
Hello, my name is Murfreesboro. I will borrow my beep in your boop. And I'll put my head straight up your beep-boop. Murfreesboro.
So this woman, her and her husband were out, and they were at one of those wasabi Japanese steakhouses.
Hey, wasabi.
That makes me want sushi now.
Wasabi.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the hibachi, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So the chef came out with this like little plastic doll, and I guess it's one of those, if people our age remember this. You pull the pants down on the doll, and it sprays out his pee-pee.
Doll?
Yeah.
I remember in 76 when Polly meant the magic room, we called it. Never mind. Don't want to get sued.
I used to just do that at hibachi restaurants all around town.
He sprayed her. He sprayed her right in the face.
Yeah, Polly did that at the Bisutecki in Rivera. He didn't even work at the joint.
We got thrown out of there.
I just walked in instead of peeing on people.
Is that when we got thrown out of there like last year?
It's now I think it's now Pizzeria Uno.
Yeah. And apparently it happened in front of their
Pizzeria Uno.
That's it, show's over.
It happened in front of their minor children and their grandchildren.
Their children were minors?
Yeah.
Did they have the little hats with the lights on?
Mm-hmm.
That pics and stuff.
And the woman is quoted as saying, "It really didn't have a wiener, but you got the point."
Well, it was an Asian doll, so
so it was anatomically correct.
It was exactly correct.
She feels like she got peed on. Yeah,
she should be praying to the good Lord that she's seeing a wiener,
right?
No, there is no wiener on it.
Well, there should have been.
She's
right.
Just mad that she got peed on.
No.
Usually she gets $25 for that.
I know.
She just wants a lawsuit.
She's suing for sexual harassment by the doll, by the peepee doll.
The peepee doll.
I hope the doll has a good lawyer.
There's the doll.
She's suing the doll.
That guy. Look. She's going to sue a doll.
Wait, look. That's what she looks like.
I don't think he has any money.
Look at what she looks like, honey.
I know, I've seen it on the news.
Oh, you did?
I'm selling ham for his hat.
Oh, my God.
I like that hat. I'm going to take him to court and get the hat. Tina, are you posting that on the Facebook page?
I will, yes.
Oh, please. People, you got to get a look at this beaut.
This beaut.
Okay, here's my 2 cents on it.
All right.
She's been there before. She's seen this happen. Mm-hmm. So what she did was, and you're right, she's trying to just, you know, make a quick buck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she
brings the kids and the grandkids there. Mm-hmm. So this was pretty much staged. They'll throw a few bucks. We'll all go away. If I was the restaurant, I'd say, have at it, you know, whatever. And the first thing they'd ask, you'll subpoena, have you been there before? Yes. Didn't you know this happened? Yes. You just wasted our time.
Right.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
You and that face of yours.
Oh.
I just put it on the Giddy Up page.
Yeah. Oh. Parental guidance suggested.
Oh, I've seen better faces in a rock fight.
Oh, man. All right, you want to hear another story?
Yeah. She looks rougher than a night in jail.
So, this guy in Florida, of course, Florida, he got arrested in Largo, Florida. Chris, you know anybody that lives in Largo?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think we're safe.
All right. He was violent.
We only know Key Largo.
So you don't. So you don't
I only
know
Key Lime Pie.
No, that's where, what's his name, plays. from Full House. What's his name?
Stamos.
Yeah, John Stamos.
Oh, John Stamos, yeah.
Key Largo.
Bermuda, Jamaica. Ooh, I'm gonna make you.
He got arrested on charges of violently resisting a police officer. So,
who, Stamos?
Stamos.
No.
Wow. What is wrong with him?
The guy
Uncle
I'm talking
Jesse.
About, the guy I'm talking about in Florida.
Was his name Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, Uncle Jesse.
Was it? Well, who's the fat guy in Dukes of Hazzard? Was he Uncle Jesse too? You know, I'm sorry. We all have IQs over 15. We didn't watch the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, it's like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Who the heck?
Jesse?
No, it was Boss Hogg.
Yeah, no, it's not the fat old guy.
That was the fat old guy. Yeah,
they're all fat old guys.
So he was. They were called to his home on a report of domestic disturbance on early Sunday morning. And when the officers arrived, he came running outside saying, "I will beat every cop's bleep." So, of course, he started running at them with his fist. So what happens?
Bang,
he
bang.
Gets arrested. No, they didn't shoot him. They just arrested him.
They should have. Right.
And so they fill out the report. The police officer fills out the report. And apparently he had an alias. And his alias is...
I know this one. I know this one.
His alias is Dickface Johnson.
I bet you didn't know Chet had a nephew.
Well, it's Johnson.
Chet's nephew, DF.
We have
his
a call.
Real name is that?
Yeah. No, his alias. We have a call.
Mine's Fartface Butsky.
All right, let me take this call real
quick. You're on the air with Hot Face Butsky.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
Cavs here.
Cavs
are here. Oh, how you doing, buddy?
I remember those dolls, you know.
You
do, oh, the doll?
Yeah. These are several expensive gifts for the Metal Grandma back in the 70s.
In the 70s? What?
The Meadow Glen Mall has been around since the 70s?
Yeah, it opened in 79.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me see, I'm in the mid-80s.
Are you sure you weren't selling them at the concession stand at the drive-in in the 70s?
I don't care even about then.
Oh, how you doing, Cook?
All right, how you doing, bud?
Okay, we're having fun here as usual. Have you been listening?
Yeah, lots of laughs.
Oh, I get a good song.
Always a funny show.
Well, thanks. We're going to have a cookout soon. You going to come over?
Yeah, I'll come over.
All right.
Right now, I'm in the process.
No, I don't mean tonight.
I know. I'm moving within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right.
I don't know where I'm going yet, but I'm
going to
go.
What? What did you say?
I don't know where I'm going.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? We'll talk after the show about, you know, serious stuff. But have a great day, brother.
You too. Keep the laughs coming.
We will. Thank you.
What is it?
Keep the laughs coming, he said.
Oh, absolutely. Come on. We can't not laugh here, bro.
I know that.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, have a good weekend.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, mama. Continue.
How do you follow up with Dickface Johnson? He called in right at the exact moment we... Chris goes,
if Mr. D.F. Johnson, if you're out there, please call in. You won a prize.
Yeah. For the best alias ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Dickface Johnson.
Wasn't he a blues artist in the 40s?
No, he was a porno star. It's like I always used to say about... when Richard Seymour played for the the Patriots, yeah. How does his name appear in the phone book? Seymour Dick.
And I have another one too. You remember one of my customers?
You're on a roll.
One of my customers, he orders ink online, and obviously,
his name is that code for something?
No, his first name is Richard, but his last name is Forehand. So Chris, no lie. The first time his order ever came in, I died laughing. I go, look at this guy. He's ordering ink. He's a repeat customer. His name is Dick Forehand.
Can I ask you a question? Wouldn't you just show up with cash? I wouldn't want anyone to know my name.
Exactly.
Obviously, people busted him his whole life.
No, he probably just
because.
Bought into it and said, hey, screw it.
Yeah.
Dick Forehand.
I own it. I'm Dick Forehand. I'm going with it. So,
he buys ink all the time.
So, you see online and ships out and everything. Is he from the area?
Yeah, he's from Massachusetts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Hanover.
He's a professional photographer.
Dick Forehand is from Hanover.
Chris fell off the seat. That's a good one.
I can't hear myself. Are you Google imaging him?
Don't
Google image him. Don't, please.
No, I gotta pee.
Dick Forehand.
Oh, he's from Holden. Oh, I made a mistake. He's from Holden, Mass.
Yes,
he moved from Hanover. Oh, no. He moved from Hanover.
Now I have to pee.
Holden. Imagine if he married Courtney Cox and took her name. He'd be Dick Forehand Cox.
And took her name. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's from Wyoming.
Oh. Well, that makes sense.
I couldn't remember where he was from.
Oh, they got a picture of Dick Forehand. He exists. Please put us up in the media page. We need to. This is.
No, I can't. I can't do that.
You can sue us.
So, I can't sue. We're promoting his business, the Dick Forehand business. What's he do? Does he work with them?
Right here. That's his company.
Good Lord.
Base Camp Images.
He's a photographer.
He photographs for kind
of course he's a photographer.
Nature. This
landscape.
Is nature.
Go outdoor.
Go back. What's it say under the heading?
Nature Photography by Dick Forehand.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh my God.
Oh God! If anyone at my work,
people, please Google Dick Forehand and see what comes up.
That sounds wrong. Google Dick Forehand.
If you want some good nature photography, you know you do. You Google Dick Forehand. You don't just sit there like a lump on a log. Yeah, Google Dick Forehand.
What is going on?
This quality nature photographs aren't just
going
to show up in your door.
Look what came up under images. Isn't that a backhand?
Yeah, it's a backhand, I think. I can't tell it in my glasses on. So, I think I know how we're going to close the show is with our apologies.
Again,
right.
Look at this bag you can buy.
Excuse me?
I love forehand. Oh, it's tennis. Get
it's a canvas
but
bag.
Dick Butkus and a forehand. Did you see that? Right next to each other. It's Dick Butkus, 51 Bears, and a guy shooting a forehand. It's like remember the game Concentration? Oh. Dick Forehand.
Yeah.
Dick Butkus forehand.
That's what shows up.
Holy moly. Tina, I just have to ask a question. In your professional life, don't they have any flipping stores in Wyoming he can get ink from?
Probably, but he probably gets a wicked good price. That's why.
I think he's just asking for it. If he's going from Wyoming to Malden to get his ink, I think he knows that you're on the radio, and he wanted us to give him free promotion.
Maybe.
That's
Maybe.
What I think. He had this scammed out.
Well, no, he probably gets half off.
Wow.
He's probably a customer.
All right, we gotta go.
One of the sales
people. We have to play a couple songs because this is out of control.
Imagine a sales guy comes into his boss, into the sales manager, goes, "Hey, I just closed the Dick Forehand account." "Did you use the washroom afterwards?" "I hope you didn't touch the merchandise." Excuse me, Tina. Yes. Why is this paper all sticking together? "Don't ask me. Was Dick Forehand in the store again?"
Oh, man.
You're out of control.
My face is killing me.
Well, it's better to hurt from smiling than from frowning.
True.
So, do you want to say where you work again?
No.
Is the owner's first name Mike?
Yes, it is. Yes. All right, take us out, Tina Marie, please. It's 3:31 in the afternoon.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
I think we'll be back unless the authorities come arrest us.
You have your own home. Make your bed. Cook. You know, stuff you want. Wherever you go, don't go there.
Feel Good Incorporated. Great song, though. Great song. And welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. It's 3:42. No?
3:42.
Yeah, 3:42. And that doesn't mean it's time to light up, if that's what you're thinking.
No, that's 4:20.
Anyways, welcome back. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. I know we just had so much, like, maybe way too much fun that last segment with the funny man and Tina Marie.
Oh, that was all you're doing. I'm disavowing myself from that.
You cannot.
For legal reasons. No, I'm kidding. That was...
Anyways, welcome back. 78 degrees. 78 degrees. It's going to be humid and... probably chance of thunderstorms tonight, so which I love. But anyways, I'm going to give you the weekend weather. And my pick is going to be Sunday. But Saturday is going to be partly sunny. Warm, with afternoon sea breeze.
Ooh.
Well, sea breeze. I like mine with pineapple juice, a Hawaiian sea breeze.
And that's not code for anything except for when Chris just said it. Yeah. Then it is.
Nah, it's all booze. It's booze all the time.
20% of chance of rain. And then Sunday is going to be mostly cloudy, muggy, scattered shower storms, hugs. Yes. Hugs. We're just really out of control today. Precipitation's 40%, so meaning it's going to rain. It's going to, yeah.
Only 40%.
Yeah. You like 40%?
I like.
You said it's going to rain 40%? Chance of rain 40%?
Yes.
Well, that's okay, because 60% is a chance that it's not going to rain.
You can kiss...
You're an optimist.
I know, I am.
You can kiss 60% of my ass.
I'll just pick up on
anyways.
It.
Oh, man. That means 40% of it is off on its own. Yeah. Looking for love.
Yeah, he's off doing groceries.
Hey, did you guys hear about Walmart?
No,
we've never heard of Walmart.
No, did you hear what Walmart announced today?
What?
All normal-looking people have to pay admission to enter the store.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, because we all go there to look at the
no,
jerk asses.
That is a joke.
Look
it's
at
a
her.
Complete joke. Look
it's
at her.
On. It's it, hey, it's on the interwebs. It must be true.
Yeah, it must be true.
That's awesome.
Must be true.
Normal people
have to pay admission.
We see you. Yep. Sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. Can you fit through the door? Yep. You got to pay $5. If we don't have to grease you up and throw you in there.
Oh, the carriage is extra.
You all right?
Yep.
Hiccup Tourette's?
I'm just... wow. Look at this, Polly. I know you like to do your weather. Look at that big old storm off the coast.
Yes, I see that. That's why we're getting some thunder showers. I just reported that. Dude.
I know, but I just wanted to see for myself. I'm a very inquisitive young man.
You are an inquisitive young man.
Are we going to go play out in the rain?
With a tablecloth fucking shirt. I said friggin'. What is wrong with you people?
I just peed myself.
Tina for Tana.
All right. Enough. I know we're not on serious radio, but...
Man, not serious about this stuff.
So, that is your weekend weather, and it's 3:46. And what do we have? Let's see how good... No. Freudian slip. Okay.
Back to the weather.
Back to the weather. Monday is going to be 78.
The regional director for the team I work on.
Pretty sunny. Scattered
all the time.
Scattered thundershower. It's going to pretty much rain this weekend,
we
of course.
Need it. We need a little bit of rain. I'm usually not a big fan of it.
We do need it. But if it's going to rain, I want thunder showers.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You do too?
I had to go out there with a kite, key on it. I had to go all Ben Franklin.
You all going all Ben Franklin on us?
You go all Abe Lincoln with the stovepipe hat and the beard.
I'm going to go stand on the beach with a kite.
I'm going to go...
That's my motto. I'm gonna go stand on
a beach with Ben Franklin. With his, because I removed his corpse from the grave.
Actually, you can't. I know why, but that's really stupid. Because people try to rob his body in like the
they
early
did it
1900s.
To Abe Franklin. I mean,
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln.
Oh,
when
you
I say
said Ben Franklin?
Franklin.
I'm sorry. You, yeah. So yeah,
Abe Lincoln. Yeah, they resumed his corpse.
Yeah, he's like under like 30 feet of concrete. His body's encased in concrete, and they opened him up again just to do another viewing, and he was so preserved, his body.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that was like
where is it mummified?
Pretty much. He was like, they couldn't believe it. It's like he got up and he, you know.
He walked around.
He asked, hey, how'd that play end?
He wouldn't have had a beer?
He's like, he took me out of the theater before it ended. I wanted to see how it ended.
What's the oldest restaurant in the world?
Was it Bell in Hand?
No. It's the other one. The
Kowloon?
No.
Kowloon.
I think it's been there forever.
No, it was Bobo's. No, the Oyster House there.
That's what I'm thinking of. Union Oyster House. Yeah. It's the same place. Yeah.
Union Oyster House. And that's where he would be.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shots.
I could see Abe Vigoda there.
Abe Vigoda.
Well, they do serve fish.
Boom.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's what you guys are paying me for.
We're paying you. No, you're paying us. With your $50,000 upgrade.
I think I know what it is, so I don't want to say it on the air.
No, you don't ever say anything on the air. Except the F-bomb that I just laid. What?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you don't keep looking over there?
I wasn't. I looked up.
Nobody's listening to us anyway, so it doesn't matter. The FCC is definitely not listening to us.
Well, we'll find out when we walk outside.
Yeah, what, are they going to arrest me?
Oh, hey, I got
the radio police?
I do have some breaking news, courtesy of Channel 5 WCVB.
Okay, lay it on us.
Okay, I'm just going to give you the headline. I don't think we need to go into the story. Doomsday believers say July 29th, which is today, is the last day on Earth.
Haven't they been saying that every year for the past 20 years?
I think they keep picking different dates.
I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
They're more random than our wheel. I think they do the same thing. They spin their wheel of doom.
Well, good. I'm ready to go.
Hey, you know what? Screw this. I'm not doing any Christmas shopping this year. Here you go.
I want to eat. I haven't eaten anything yet.
You know what?
By the way, again, happy birthday, Mom. I love you. And
yeah, we all live dearly.
Maybe I'll see you in a little while.
What?
What? You guys have to talk. You have to say your goodbyes. Obviously,
we're looking at that time.
We're not having the snack bar report, so...
She didn't call in again. Doom, doom. Hey, me knock bar. Hey, me knock bar. She blew us up again. Hey, me knock bar. Hey, me knock bar. When we eventually can take it. Hey, me ha, ha. Hey, no, ha, ha.
Made up a song.
He did.
Did you got Rock the Casbah on there?
I didn't play Rock the Casbah.
Well, play it and I'll just sing my lyrics to it.
Because that's the beat you're using, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Rock the Casbah.
Yeah. La, do, do.
No. I have better songs.
Oh, that, never mind.
Although I love The Clash.
We'll come up with our...
And you know I do.
We'll come up with our them music. I know I have it on here.
So we'll start with Christopher. If you want to say your goodbyes.
I do. I just want to, you know, once again, just thank my two dear friends, co-hosts, and roommates, Jack and Chrissy. Kidding. No, I just want to thank you for just having, you know, just having a great day. And I just hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And as I always say, and this is true in life, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. And that also goes to people who are driving in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Exactly.
Boy, can you put my computer box up for a second?
Excuse me? Is that code for something?
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
It's up.
Oh, hold on. Wrong song here. Hold on. I just want to say we wish you called in today because You missed your calling time. Aim and knock fall. Aim and knock fall. We were waiting. Aim and knock fall. Aim and knock fall.
Oh my God. Oh. That's good.
Aim and knock fall. Why won't you call us back?
Sorry. You'll have to do the beat on the street from now on, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you did before. Tina Marie?
Yes. Thank you all for listening. Have a great, safe weekend.
Cut it out.
Shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina. Miss Emily?
I guess because it wasn't kosher. I don't know. Rocket the
and Zoe. thank you all for listening.
And apologies to North America. Yeah. We can't remember everyone we insulted.
Apologies to the whole state of Massachusetts. Especially Medford. Yeah, turn PB.
Class is join up, will ya?
All right, boys and girls, we are going to take a 166-hour break because we need it, especially after this show. That's for damn sure.
Oh, I just want everyone to know we were on tape today, so please do not be waiting outside for us with your torches and your baseball bats.
We're and actually your battle axes.
This was previously recorded from an undisclosed location.
We're actually on vacation this week.
we're staying with Frankie on the beach.
Yeah, in his marble bag mustache.
By the way, on the street feed, Marble Bag Mustache will be opening for Blue Oyster Cult.
Live on Revere Beach.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, this has been one of the craziest shows ever. And I'm glad all of you who have listened in, we appreciate you. We love you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I want to say, stay Boston strong. Always be a rock. Never roll. And I want to apologize to the marble bag mustache.
Come us back later.
He was stuck in the green room. Or should we call it the
bathroom? Mesmerized by the Bon Scott poster in there.
Oh, man.
All right, you guys, have a great weekend. We love you. We will see you next weekend. Well, be safe. Be cool.
Spend my days with a woman and kind. Smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons started. and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. And ride a white mare in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.